How can you help create a workplace where you want to work? Your Workplace is on a mission to make work better. It's a Canadian multimedia company that delivers cutting-edge information on managing wellness and work culture through an award-winning magazine and events. This interview was recorded at the Imagine Your Workplace 2019 conference. It was held at the gorgeous Toronto Botanical Gardens. I'm your host, Mark Franklin, practice leader of a team of career professionals at CareerCycles.com and co-founder of One Life Tools. I'm pleased to be your host today on Career Buzz. More than just presenting information, a facilitator is someone who plans, guides, and organizes. But what is this skill of facilitation? How can it help you in your career and life? And how can you get better at it? Mo Poirier tells us how. He's founding partner of Shift Facilitation. Mo Poirier joins me live here in the outdoor Career Buzz studio. Welcome, Mo, to Career Buzz.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
What do you like about all the things you're doing in your career these days?
I think it's just being on purpose, so connecting skills, experiences, and tying that together with things that I'm really passionate about. So I think I've got this unique opportunity to use all the things that I've done throughout my career, but bring that together in a really meaningful way and sharing that with others. It's pretty rewarding.
So when you say sharing that with others, what are the things that you're doing? You're here at a conference, your workplace, speaking. So you're doing public speaking. What are all the things that you do?
Yeah, so we've just, in the past few years, just really focused on helping people develop and grow as facilitators. So our primary work at Shift Facilitation is to help teach people facilitation skills. And so tying this in with human resources, tying this in with the everyday work that people do to collaborate, to work in teams, to innovate, to change, all of these things become very, very valuable. And facilitation skills, we believe, is at the root of all of it.
Nice. So how does somebody get to be a facilitation expert? What's a turning point or two in your career story, Mo, that brought you to this point?
It's been a windy path, Mark, to be honest. I went to school, I was an engineer, and took a hairpin turn, started my own business. But the parts of my work that have always given me a lot of fuel or have been really satisfying for me, I've been leading workshops, I've been working with teams, and so there's this thread, if you go all the way back, there's this thread of facilitation skills, being up in front of a group, leading people through something, whether that's a vision, mission, strategy session, or a training workshop.
So interesting. Well, I didn't know that about you. My first career is in engineering also.
Okay.
What's funny is that people have these stereotypes of engineers. I don't feel I fit the stereotype, but what's your reaction when people hear that you have a background in engineering when they know that that's not the stereotypical skill set of the engineer?
No, that's a really nice insight, Mark. I often get, like, you're an engineer?
Yeah.
So there's this surprise and delight, I think, at the same time that it's possible to break the mold, right? And so, yeah, it's been really cool for me. So, you know, that turning point for sure coming out of school. And then I would say there's been a couple for me along the way. And most recently it was, you know, from failure, right? So was a partner in a small boutique consulting firm. We were doing leadership work and we just couldn't grow fast enough. And so after disappointment, out of a bit of struggle, came a chance for me to reflect and really think about what I really wanted to do when I grew up. And facilitation skills became so clear for me in that moment of transition and change and figuring out, like, so what do I really want to do after all these experiences that I've had?
Nice. And focus, right? I really appreciate that. It's not easy in this world to focus on a thing.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, and part of my frustration coming out of failure was, how do you really specialize and make a choice in your career that this is my area that I want to focus on, as you said? And what I found is that's actually been a created freedom for me. By narrowing my focus, I've actually gotten created more opportunity, which is a strange phenomenon.
Yeah, nice juxtaposition.
Yeah.
My guest today is Mo Poirier. He's founding partner of Shift Facilitation. I'm your host, Mark Franklin, here on Career Buzz. So Mo, at the Imagine Your Workplace conference here, you led a session called Mastering Facilitation Skills. So why does this matter to the average person, the average engineer, the average worker in an organization or a team leader, manager? Why does this matter?
Well, let's play with that thread of engineering just for a second. There are folks that I meet in manufacturing environments, for example. They're implementing new processes, more automation, more Lean Six Sigma, more continuous improvement, 5S, Kaizen. So at the root of all of those programs and processes are conversations, and you need to engage people in a different way. So that means folks on the shop floor participating in reflection board meetings, going on Gemba walks, and the engineer is leading those conversations. So being a good facilitator is being a good host, and it also means you're drawing out the very best from the people around you, and I think that's everyone's mission in every day. So how can I host conversations and draw the best from those conversations to make the world a better place? I know that gets a little fluffy, but that's kind of what we're after, right? Facilitation skills, we believe, is at the core of collaboration, and collaboration is at the core of change and innovation.
Nice. Hosting conversations, I like the way you put that. I teach engineering students about career management, and I find one of the things that really is helpful is helping them host conversations as if they're in the workplace.
Right.
So with that as a kind of way of talking about facilitation skills, hosting conversations, what can you share with listeners? What are some ways that we can start digging into this skill set to help people, you know, begin to consider these skills and develop them in themselves?
Two things that we practice very strongly. One is listening. And so, you know, how we listen and how we make the space to listen to others, that is a huge job that a facilitator does. And then second is the art of inquiry. So really being skillful at asking questions and drawing out ideas, perspectives, experiences. And then the third thing we would say is that from that requires the skillfulness around synthesis. So if you're deeply listening, if you're asking great questions, the value you add is by connecting the dots, helping people take meaning, helping people extract value. You have to build something or construct something from that conversation. And so that act of synthesis, we believe, is where the facilitator comes in to help people find common ground, etc.
Nice. So listening, drawing people out, and synthesizing the skills of facilitation. I find just people have a hard time getting started, right? And I liked your point about questions, asking questions.
Right.
Because people sometimes think, oh, I got to do a presentation. I'm really nervous. I'm going to have to talk. I don't know what to say. And yet there's this other way to look at it. Like, what questions can I ask to get all of them to start talking?
Right.
So what questions? How do you open things up from a conversation to a meeting, right, and get people to start opening up to you instead of you being stressed out about telling them all the stuff?
Well, here's a great example. So yesterday I was up on stage here at the conference. I had 9 minutes to do a lightning talk. And the event MC even said, like, why would you take 2 minutes to turn it over to the audience? And that's exactly what I did. In the first minute and a half of my time on stage, I gave it to the audience. The stage is theirs. The spotlight should be on the participants. And this is a huge shift in mindset. So my question to them was, what truths have you discovered about facilitation? And so bring their experience into the room. And there's an emotion in that, because some of those experiences will be, oh my gosh, I can't believe what happened. And another will be like, yes, it really worked. And so when you bring people's experiences into the conversation and you get them sharing, you get them making sense, and then you ask them that big question, you know, what truths have you learned about this? It starts to validate and verify some of the things that they already know.
I love that. And for listeners, you may not be talking about facilitation. You could be talking about production facilities or marketing. What truth have you noticed or have you learned about X?
Right.
And listeners, you just fill in the X, and that's your opening question, and give it to them to get started.
Yeah.
All right, so that builds our listening, right? So your first skill of listening. And then drawing people out and facilitating that conversation. So how do we do that? What are those open-ended questions or powerful ways to do that?
Right, exactly. So we call it Jedi, and it's getting a little old because we're discovering now that the younger audiences we're working with don't know Star Wars. So there's a bit of a struggle there. But Jedi questions for us are, you know, there's really key phrases and words, and we just teach people the basics. So if you know the basic notes of jazz, then, you know, if you know the format, and I'm not a musical guy, so I'm going to get this wrong. But if you understand the basics, then you can compose and combine and improvise because you know what the underlying structures are. And so in questions, top two, what and how. And then after that, it's trigger words that you put into the question. Details, describe, define, explain, expand, an example. And then we have our Yoda question, which is walk me through. And if you take those two questions, what and how, what are the details about? Share an example of how. And so you can see how these things start to combine now, and there is an art form to this. But if you know the basic structures, now you can combine and play.
Beautiful. Great, great tips, Mo. Really appreciate that. Just to bring it all back, a last question to bring it back to the personal, you shared a little bit about your personal journey. What have you learned that you can share with listeners about making good choices, making good career and life choices? You've had your own hairpin turns, as you described to us earlier. What's one thing you can share with listeners?
I think it's courage. Mm-hmm. I've been rewarded for, you know, acts of courage in my career where I was stepping into the unknown. I wasn't sure how that chapter would end, but there was a beginning, you know, there was an opening sentence to that chapter, and it was calling me, right? And so I think it does require courage to follow an opportunity or a door opens, and then to trust that there's an experience, lessons, insights, wisdom that you get to add to your backpack. I like to think of that analogy. You know, you're continuously adding things to your backpack, and it takes courage to step into some of those.
Beautiful advice. Mo Poirier, thanks so much for joining us here on Career Buzz.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Imagine Your Workplace 2019 conference interviews here on Career Buzz, Canada's unique radio conversation that empowers lives, enriches careers, and energizes organizations. I'm your host, Mark Franklin. You can find out more about me at careercycles.com and onelifetools.com. If you have any comments on today's interview, please email me. It's Mark with a K at careercycles.com. Technical production today was by Kat Klippenstein. Catch Career Buzz every Wednesday at 11 a.m. till noon Eastern Time on CIUT 89.5 FM in the Greater Toronto Area or CIUT.FM worldwide. Go to careercycles.com and click podcast. I'm Mark Franklin. Thank you for listening to Career Buzz.